The fundraiser, hosted by Park City Community Foundation, set some records this year. According to Foundation board member Mike Ruzick, $1,348,668 was raised during the 24 hours of November 6th. This was the most ever and up $310,000 from a year ago. In addition, this was the first time that more than 3,000 donors were involved. Ruzick speculated that a number of things went into helping those numbers climb this year.
I think it was a couple of things. One, I think every year there's more and more traction where people are aware of Live PC, Give PC, so that helps. Second, I think there was a lot of, we had more nonprofits this year participating, 86 versus 73 last year. And I think the nonprofits are understanding what this day can really do for them, and they're really taking grasp of that and activating their board members and their constituencies and whatnot. And so we saw a lot of matching grants. This year there was 290,000 plus just in matching grants alone that the nonprofits raised. So good work all the way around.
The total includes all of the matching grants and offline donations. Foundation Programs Manager Ollie Wilder says they're very pleased.
Last year, we raised $1,035,000. This year, we had a big goal, $1,234,567. And we kind of had our fingers crossed. We didn't know what's going to happen. And it just got blown out of the water.
He's not even thinking about what to do for next year, but he says he thinks there is still more growth to the event.
I feel like this community is there to support these nonprofits. And as each Live PC, Give PC comes around, more people get aware and realize, hey, this is an opportunity to help make this town even greater than it is now. And so I do think there's room for growth, but don't pin us down on any specifics yet.
As usual, Mountain Trails Foundation came out on top in terms of dollars raised. It was followed by Nezzles & Co. and then Summit Lands Conservancy. Wilder says that there were cash prizes for the top three, and then for the first time this year, there were also prizes for other categories as well.
This year, we had four other mission-based leaderboards that were in different thematic areas, and so 12 other organizations will win prizes as well.
Cash prizes.
Cash prizes, exactly.
Right. So we had Backcountry.com supported the Places Where We Play leaderboard, and Recycle Utah, the Swanner, and Utah Avalanche Center won on that leaderboard. And there's a Caring for Each Other board that was Tesoro, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that's the Peace House, the People's Health Clinic, and Planned Parenthood. And then there was a Keep on Moving board that was sponsored by Snow Crew, I believe. And that's the NAC ID1 Foundation and Team Park City United. And Lighting Up Lives and Minds, which was sponsored by, I believe,
the Marriott Foundation.
And that was PC Ed, KPCW, good job, and Mountain Town Stages.
It's Ollie Wilder and Mike Ruzek with the Park City Community Foundation. You can find out how your favorite nonprofits fared by going online to livepcgivepc.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.